from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
The NFL.
Mike Jones of The Athletic covers NFL, and he joins us now on G&D. Mike, I don't think Drake May really has a chance to start. I think that story is much ado about nothing. Jacoby Brissett will get another start against Washington in the final preseason game. What say you?
Yeah, no, I think that they will go with Jacoby Brissett as their starter, give Drake May a little bit of time to continue to develop and learn this game. Jacoby Brissett is a very solid veteran that's going to give him a chance to come out there and compete. I don't know where exactly they're going to stack up in their division, but it just, you know, you don't want to throw a kid to the wolves when you're still trying to build the rest of your team around him. So I think Brissett's the guy.
The big news here last 24 hours, Mike, is obviously the trade of Jahan Dotson. I want to go to the other end of that trade, though, with Philadelphia. I think everybody kind of wrote them off. Understandable. That end-of-season car crash last year was so bad that, you know, staff turnover, some players are going to be different, a lot of stuff's going to be different. Still got some pretty good nuts and bolts and some bones there in Philadelphia, and nobody wins this division back-to-back. I think Philly is poised for another really good season, and now they added a decent slot receiver there for a third rounder. What do you think about the Eagles?
Oh, no, I think that the Eagles are going to win this division. I think that the biggest problem with them last year was not personnel, was that Nick Sirianni didn't further evolve his offense. They started out, you know, I think they were like 9-1. They were winning games, but there was always something that felt a little bit wrong. And then it felt like the defenses caught on to what they were trying to do offensively. And Brian Johnson was the scapegoat. Jalen Hurts also got a lot of criticism, but it was Nick Sirianni's offense. And he knew that because he basically fired himself as the offense coordinator and brought in Kellen Moore. I think that he's going to be good for that offense. They've added Saquon Barkley, so you're going to have a stronger run game, ease some pressure on Jalen Hurts. Don't think we'll see a bunch of those rugby scrum tush pushes as much as we did last year. Every 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 or 4th-and, you know, goal in inches. I think that also, yeah, adding Jahan Dotson will be good because, look, you've got two monsters on the outside with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And they've got young guys up front on their defensive front. They got young guys in the back end. It might take a little bit for those guys to all come together in that secondary. But look at everybody else in the division. Dallas is, you know, got crazy stuff going on. They don't have all their guys in camp and happy with their contract situations. The Giants are, you know, very far away from being competitive. And so I think that, you know, Washington's, you know, they're building, but the Eagles are the ones that are in the best shape to win that division and I think make some noise in the NFC.
Mike, how would you rank the three rookie quarterbacks that have been named starters already? Williams, Daniels, Nix, as far as your expectations for how they perform as rookies?
Well, I think in that order that you just said right there, I think Williams is definitely the most NFL ready. He's got a lot to work with. He's got veteran wide receivers. He's got a talented rookie wide receiver. He's got a very good offensive line they've put in front of him. They've got guys on the big playmakers on the defensive side of the ball at the up front and in their secondary. So he's got the most to work with. Jaden Daniels has been, you know, has shown some good things for sure in the preseason, but, you know, they're still a work in progress. It's offensive line, you know, the wide receiver position on defense. And so I think he's going to do well. They might take their lumps here and there, And then Bo Nix, I think, you know, he's looked good in the preseason, but nobody's game planning for him. So once defensive coordinators have some game film, they're dissecting his weaknesses, I expect him to struggle a little bit. And so, yeah, I don't expect a whole lot out of Denver this year. And, you know, we'll see with Chicago. They're in a tough division, but I think Williams is going to put up numbers and look like a veteran when he goes out there to play.
Who starts more games, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields?
I think it might be very close split there. Russell Wilson's going to be your starter, but I'll be surprised if it's mid-October, early November, and they haven't made a switch to Justin Fields. I know Mike Tomlin is determined to prove that he can get more out of Russell Wilson than what Sean Payton did, and he keeps on standing on, hey, he's our pole position guy, and they feel good about the offense they're going to put around him, but I just am not sure. And I think Justin Fields has shown some flash and shown some things with his youth and athleticism that might help them a little bit more. And so that's why I think that he will wind up finishing this year as their starter and being their quarterback of the future.
Jonesy, we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you as always.
All right, see you guys.
See you, buddy.
Be good, my friend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.